We are in Simen Tov Kuf Nun, the halachis of the Dalet Hanesim, and we are up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel in Dalet. Says the Mechaber, Kol Dalet Somas Halalu Im Cholu Lios Peshabbos Nitchin La'achar HaShabbos. These four Tzomas, if they fall on Shabbos, they are moved till after Shabbos, unlike Tainus Esther, for example, that is moved before Shabbos. Why are these moved to after Shabbos? Since these are tzomas that are not only for tshuva, but they commemorate days of Peronis, days of din. So what we do is we don't want to make that earlier. You don't bring punishment earlier. Now, the Mechaber makes it sound as if all four Tanesim can be chal on Shabbos. The truth of the matter is that according to our calendar, Asara B'Tevis can never fall on Shabbos. Further, Hagah says the Ramah. V'im chalu be'erev Shabbos. What happens if they fall on Erev Shabbos? See, here too, the only one of these Tanesim that can fall on Erev Shabbos happens to be Asara B'Tevis, and we actually fast on that day. So Korin b'shachris u'mincha v'chal, they lain v'chal at shachris and mincha. And the Ramah says, v'im yesh chupa b'yom ha'tainis b'erev Shabbos, and if there was a chupa on Erev Shabbos, the minhag was to have the weddings on Erev Shabbos. So if you have a chupa on Asar B'Tevis, which means clearly it is mutter to get married on Asar B'Tevis then, but the chupa was on Erev Shabbos, nogim l'spalel mincha v'likros v'chal v'achar kach osin ha'chupa. And you make the chuppa after mincha. If you already said after you lain vaychal and you dav mincha, then you can make the chuppa. So this is not limited to Erev Shabbos. This would go for any time that there's a wedding on Asara B'Tevis. It will be mutter after mincha. The only reason he mentions on Erev Shabbos is because the minhag was that weddings were generally held on Erev Shabbos. Now on Erev Shabbos, even at mincha, one says anenu, but there is no tachnun and there wouldn't be any vidui at mincha. Similarly, there's no Yom Kippur Katan. For those who are Noach to say Yom Kippur Katan, it is not held on a Friday, it's moved up to Thursday, because the minhag is to say vidui in Yom Kippur Katan. Now, what happens if you do have a chuppah on a tainis? So, all right, it's after mincha, but you still can't break your fast. So what do they do with the kos? So, although the mevarech makes a bar priyagaf, and he's supposed to give it to a tinok, he's supposed to give it to a child. Now, the same thing goes for a tainus that falls in the middle of Sheva Brachas. So we've already seen the Mishnah Berurah says that the Chasna and Kala have to fast. They have to fast a complete day like everybody else. In the case of a tainus that is nidche, say one of these tanesim that fell on Shabbos and it was moved off to Sunday, what's the halacha there? So the truth of the matter is that on Shiva Asur B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, one doesn't get married anyway, and then Asar B'Tevis couldn't fall on a Shabbos anyway. It's never nitre; it's always on time. So the only possible case would be Tzom Gedalia. In the case where Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, Tzom Gedalia is on Shabbos and then is moved off. What happens? What is the halacha then, both with regard to a chuppah as well as chasen kala during Sheva Brachas? So there, the Mishnah Berurah holds, although he brings different dais, he holds that the chasen could drink the wine and the chasen and kala do not have to fast after the chuppah. And the same thing, in the middle of their Sheva Brachas, the halacha is that they're allowed to break their fast. They do not have to fast. A tainus yochid that is chal in the day of one's wedding or Sheva Brachas, the halacha is that after the chuppah, he does not have to fast, and Sheva Brachas, he wouldn't have to fast. And the same thing even goes for a yahrzeit. The halacha is that if one gets married on a yahrzeit, even though the minhag is to fast, he wouldn't fast on that day. Sif Dalet is a mechaber, where this is the minhag svard, but the Ramad disagrees, and the Ashkenazim don't have this entire halacha. The Shabbos kodem lutzom. On Shabbos before the fast, machriz shliach tzibur hatzom, the shliach tzibur is supposed to announce the fast, that there's a mitzvah of hachroza, that the fast is to be announced on the Shabbos before it, chutz mitisha b'av, tzom kippur v'tzom purim. The three exceptions are tisha b'av, yom kippur, and tainis esther, v'simonech ekaf olav pihu, What is that? Aleph, Chaf, and Fe. Aleph of Chaf Kippur and Pe for Purim. Says the Ramah, Uminig Ashkenaz shelo lachri shum echad mehem. The Minig Ashkenaz is not to be machriz any one of the Tanesim. The whole Indian of Achraza does not exist according to the Minig Ashkenaz.